So good morning. Being in Eretz Yisrael, being in Yerushalayim throughout this man, throughout the year, one gets used to on Shabbos the Erev. And many times you don't think about it before Shabbos. On Shabbos you leave things in your pocket and you walk out, you walk back in. Because we're Samach on the Erev around the city. But when going back to Chutars, to a city where there is no Erev, or the Erev is questionable, and one doesn't want to carry over there, sometimes out of habit, you may come to carry. So because of this Chashash alone, even without getting used to an Eretz Yisrael, but this, at the end, in Nusach Ashkenaz, at the end of Ba'am Alikin, before we daven Ma'ariv, Friday night, so there's a memor over there, which says, Chayev Adam L'mashmesh B'Gadav, Samach L'chashecha. There's a chiyuv. Some Rishayim are Goyis Mitzvah, but others are Goyis Chayev. So even if it's not a chiyuv, it's at least a mitzvah upon the person to be memashmesh, to feel around in his clothing before chashecha, before it gets dark. And Samach usually means a half an hour. So over here we find there's a halacha, there's a din that one should check his pockets, check his clothing a half an hour before Shabbos, that there is nothing there that he could come to carry. Some learn this memory is referring to muksa, and one has to be careful that he shouldn't have anything of muksa on him. However, others learn, and the pashtus of it is that to check your pockets before you leave the house, Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, to make sure that there's nothing on you that you could come to Hoitzah, that you could come to carry on Shabbos. Says over there, Hilchsa Rabsa L'Shabsa. It's a halacha, Hilchsa Rabsa. Literally, it means it's a very great halacha. It's a chashav halacha to prevent the person from coming to carry throughout the week. He's not used to not having things in his pockets. So therefore, it's a chashav halacha. The Goyin learned Hilchsa Rabsa from a lot. This is a halacha which is very negay on Shabbos, because not just Erev Shabbos before you leave the house, but every time you leave the house on Shabbos, so Rabsa means it comes up a lot. Each time you leave the house, before you leave the house, check your clothing to make sure there's nothing there that you can be over on Hitzah. Okay, but what happens if someone checked the clothing, but still something got left there, and he walked out into outdoors where there's no Erev, but turn out where there's no Erev. So then what should he do? So in order to be chayv on etzah in the world of the Torah, besides that which you need to transfer something from one rishus to another rishus, like we've been discussing in past weeks, the need to transfer the item, the object from rishus yachid to rishus rabim, rishus rabim to rishus yachid, or we said that in rishus rabim itself, if you walk four amos, it's also called transferring the chavetz from one place to another place. But besides that, this is what we need, what's called a akira and a hanocha. Akira means that there was a maisa done, that this thing was uprooted, was taken out from where it was. And hanocha means it was placed in the second place. So for example, I have something on me, and I'm just walking and walking and walking and walking, just continue walking. So akira I did with my goof when I started to walk. I was oiker the thing that I'm wearing, holding, or whatever it may be that's considered carrying. I did a akira. I uprooted from its place. But as long as I'm still walking, I did not do a hanoch yet. I didn't place it anywhere. So min atayra one would not be chayv. Mitzvah and akira without hanoch, or hanoch without akira would be aser. But in min atayra, you still were not over on the Isser of Hitzah. So now, again, referring to the case where I forgot, I left, I went outdoors, and there's something in my pocket or something in my hand, what should I do? So as I'm walking, we can try to now prevent that there should be no Hanukkah. I did Akira. By mistake, I walked outside. But to get out of Hanukkah, what do I do? So one simple Eitzah would be, is if we have what's called a Mokim Petor. What's a Mokim Tor? That's the fourth Rishus that we didn't really discuss so much. But Mokim Tor is, if it's a Rishus HaRabim, something which is 10 Tvachim high, which is above 10 tefachim, or if it's even in a karmelis, but if it's not wide, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. If you put something down over there, you are not b'chayiv on haitzah. It's called a makom p'tor. So if, let's say, as I'm walking, if without stopping, I put the thing down on a top of a fire hydrant or on top of one of these mailboxes, which are less than 4x4, so then it comes out that I did not do a hanacha. That putting it down on a makom p'tor is not a hanacha. So that would be the best case. If as you're walking, you just drop it off there. Or if, let's say, I don't have a place to put it down, that's considered a makom p'tor, or it's expensive, I don't want to leave it there, it might get lost. So the second etzah would be to continue either, let's say I left my house. My house is Rishus Yachid. I went outdoors, which is a question of Rishus Rabbim or Carmelis. So I'm outdoors now. So if I go back to Rishus Yachid, so either I go back to the house that I left, or I just continue walking without stopping until I get to the next Rishus Yachid. So then it comes out, I did Akira and Rishus Yachid, and I did Hanach and Rishus Yachid. So I won't be Chayiv Minotaira at least.
Doesn't matter
if it's a different Rishus Yachid. So there is a Mashmois in one of the Paiskim that you should go back to the same Rishus Yachid, but in Svar and the other Paiskim bring down, it makes no difference if it's the same Rishus Yachid or not. You could continue going to a different Rishus Yachid. As long as you went from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid, this thing never had a Hanach and Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, again, so you remember, turn around, go back to the house where you came from, or continue, just go. What happens when you get to the red light? Now, if I stop at the red light, the question is that considered hanach or not? This is a question in the Paiskim. Why? Because the rule is, if I'm stopping to rest, that's called a hanach. If I'm stopping just to fix the package on my shoulder, it's called a katif, to straighten it out. So that's not called stopping. It's just stopping to help me go further. So the question is, when you stop by the red light, what's that considered? Is that considered like lofush, to rest? Or it's considered lekatev, just to help you, you know, you're still on the way. But, so therefore the best thing would be continue jogging as you're waiting by the red light. That's where the idea comes from.
So, walk around in a circle if I want.
Oh, that's right, that's a very good etza. The etza that was given was to walk around in a circle, that's right. That's right. Just don't stop and continue until you get to another Shasa Yachid, and it won't be. Now, what happens if I did stop? I stopped, I panicked, I stopped. Now I did the Hanacha. For me to now continue walking, I'm going to be Oivan, at least it's the Drabanan, because I'm doing Akira again. So, in this case, you should just drop it where it is. But let's say again, it's something which it's expensive, it will cause a hefsid, or you can't just leave it there. So then, there are some other etzes, only if it's needed. The halacha of carrying is if I go 4 amos. Let's say I go less than 4 amos. I'll walk less than 4 amos, stop, and then walk less than 4 amos. It's called pachas midal amos. So, l'chatchila, we don't allow this because Chazal were worried that if we're going to allow it, you'll come to do 4 amos. This time it's less, next time it'll be more. So we don't allow. But in the case of tzairich, where it's really needed, so then will be matzir. Or if you pass it to your friend, then you walk ahead of him and he passes it to you. Also, it could work to get the ball back into the right into the air. But again, these are haterim which are only if they're really really needed that one should be. Semich on it. If it's muksa, if what I'm carrying is muksa, so then I have another issue over here of muksa. So I can't just take it out with my hands and put it down. I'm going to have to shake it out. Right? So in the first case, I have to shake it out onto that makom p'tor, or when I get back to the Rishus Yachid, just shake it out without touching it. But therefore, back to the way we started off, the person should be careful before they leave the house each time to check their pockets. And to make sure that there is nothing in there that they could come to carry. Yes.
If I find a scarf on the ground, so I was sitting there, I want that scarf. What could I do now? Can I pick it up and wrap, put it around myself?
So the question is, if I'm walking and I see a beautiful scarf with no simin, middle of nowhere, right? B'makam sheruba yakum. No question on Shabbos Vid. Because that could be also a question. Let's say I see Aveda. It's a mitzvah deraisa on Shabbos Aveda. So that's also a good question.
Maybe it's my scarf. I dropped it. Okay, fine.
Okay, so now the question is, it's your own scarf that dropped, fell on the floor. So while you're standing there, you can pick it up and wrap yourself with it and wear it. Once I'm wearing it in a normal way, that's not called carrying anymore. But let's say I'm walking and I see something. I see there's a $100 bill there. Or maybe a big masagim. So there's a few $100 lying on the floor. And there's no Erev over here. But it's a chaval. I mean, someone else is going to get it for me. So what could I do with this? Stand at the left of Shabbos. Okay, if it's worth the money, you're right. Any other eitza?
I'll kick it over to the side, nearby, and within Dalai Lama's, and kick it into a crevice somewhere.
Oh, very good. In other words, as the answer I was given was mitzad muksa, we learned tilta begufa. I can kick it with my foot. Haitza, I have to be careful that I don't. We mentioned last week that any form of transferring something, if I'm kicking it or rolling it, if I move it 4 amos, will be a problem. So here I can kick it to the side to a place where it's not 4 amos, but it'll be hidden over there. Or I can kick it, stop, wait, and then kick it another 4 amos. I mean, less than 4 amos. But one would have to make those cheshbonos. Okay, any other questions?
The whole thing of the books is a problem.
The question of muksa is not only when there is Erev, is even when there's no Erev. Let's say in your shlaim, you see a money lying on the floor, which is yish or whatever, that would be mutter day. So the question now that was asked, which I think we want to discuss, was if, let's say, in the Erev, I realize I have muksa in my pockets. I mean, dine muksa, we said that many places can hold. It's called the tilta beguf. It's in your pocket, and if you could continue walking till you get to wherever you need to, and then you'll shake it out.
It's the same thing, and if you stop, it's also fine. If you stop by red light,
it's fine. The issue of stopping by red light is when you get Erev, it's all, not when you get muksa. Muksa, you can stop as much as you want. There's no hanach over there. Just don't touch the muksa. Okay? Great. Have a wonderful Shabbos.